Okay, we're holding now for Yivamas dot test. We are 3-4 lines from the bottom on Ches Amid Beis, just wrapping up this big Indian we've been talking about since Gimel Amid Beis, about the whole drasha of Aleha, and we saw on Daf Ches, the Rebbe had a different drasha, so now the Gemara wants to, so to speak, you know, tie up these loose ends and figure out how everything would fit into place according to the way Rebbe would darshan the Pesukim. Maybe just a few things. Just in the last year, we discussed about this whole idea about that the Yibum is really becomes his wife, you know, in the full sense of the term. He's allowed to remarry her. Tosfos always talks about there's a difference in the Habin about whether the first the be a Rishona or the be a Shnia. Maybe there's no mitzvah like that. Tosfos Rosh learns there is a mitzvah of having a be a Shnia with her. But that was one drush, and we also saw that you could even do an al korcha, right? Against her will, there's a svesh that's unique to Yibum, which is not applied to regular kiddushin. There's a Mishnah Lamelech that discusses if we need to have edikiyum for the Yibum, that you know, by certain things are so strong, we have to have witnesses that can prove that the event actually took place. So let's go, again, this is the first half of the daf, the first part of the daf today is going to just be finishing up Rebbe's opinion of an erva. And again, an erva who becomes a yibum, so that cancels it out. That cancels out the din. So let's start with that. Rebbe, hi aleha, my avile. So what's he going to do with the word aleha? He uses it for, like we learned in the Brisa, Ein chayavim beis din el aldovish hizdono kareis v'shagoso chatas. Oh, so we're getting into the parsha of the korban chatas. So depending on who does the avera inadvertently, again, it's a sin offering, the chatas, they bring different types of animals. So let's say, for example, like if a person would eat chaylev or dam. So these are things that if it's done on purpose, right, bezid, so then it is karis. If it's done b'shogeg, then you bring a korban chatas, right? So he's going to learn out this whole drush where Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi learns out from Aleh is to talk to it, to teach a special unique din within korban chatas. So v'chein hamashiach, the mashiach is the one who is the kohen, who's mashuach, who's anointed, right? That's what it means, that he brings a par if he did something b'shogeg, right? The same thing if it was done again on purpose, it would have been karis, and accidentally is the chatas. V'lo, and on the daf daftes above Avodah Zarah, right, that this doesn't apply if this was Avodah Zarah was done accidentally. Ela aldova shechayven alzdono kareis v'shugaso chatas. Right, what would that be? Tanan hos tanan nami. We learn like this: kol mitzvah shebetorah shechayven alzdono kareis v'shugaso chatas yochid mevi kispa o seira. So if an individual does that, then he brings a kispa is a female lamb, or seira is a female goat. Nasi maybe sa'ir. The nasi brings a goat. Mashiach, that's the kohen gadol. So he based in they bring mivim par. They bring a thing. Now that these the that's for just, you know, averus in general. But the unique category of this explains the Gemara now is bavor zara. So in this case now it's different. A yochid, so if he did that, a nosi, mashiach, mevi'in, seira, all these people, you know, the yochid, the individual person does it, the nosi, the kohen gadol, they all bring the seira. Tzibur mevi'in par v'soyer. But if the tzibur does it, then they bring it. This is what's called, let me just finish up, par la'olam soyer l'chatas, right? The par la'olam is the korban ola and the seira is rachatas. Now, so let's explain what this is. There is a concept called the par he'olam dover, that when if the beis din accidentally gives a psak and the rove, the shevet, follows that mistaken psak, so we don't go to each and every single individual and say, look, you made a mistake, you now bring the chatas. They bring what's called the par he'olam dover shel tzibur. They made a mistake, an incorrect. We do not believe that the Rabbonim are infallible. You know, the Sanhedrin could in fact make a mistake. So when they bring this korban called the par he'olam dover shel tzibur, like if they allow them to the dam or the chaylev or anything like that. So the Rambam speaks this out in Hilchos Shkagos. Let me open up to that. So give me a second. Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph. Right, they made a mistake by following the pesach that the Beis Din Hagadol, the Sanhedrin, gave. Va'asu ha'am v'heim soimchen al ha'rason va'achakach noda le'Beis Din shetol. They made a mistake. Whoops, we got it wrong. There really is not allowed. Okay, hare Beis Din chayvin lehevi korban chatas al shagoson b'horos afal pi shlo asu hein ba'atzman ma'ise she'imash gichen al siyas Beis Din klal. Bein osu, bein shlo osu, el al horosom bilvad. Okay, so that's the Bishar ha'am paturim min ha'korban afal pi sheheim ha'osim b'pnei she'tol b'beizin. So that's what we just said. They don't bring their own individual korban. Rather what? Rather the Sanhedrin brings the korban themselves. So this is all part of the lead up into what Rebbe is going to learn from this dream. So we're going to ask, mino hani mili, how do we know these, that you have to bring these korbanos? We learned in a brisa. So there's the word aleha, right? They it was known to them what they sinned. Rabbi Omer Nemar kan aleha, the Nemar l'halan aleha. So he makes a connection between aleha aleha, right? Again, the aleha by the achos isha, your wife's sister, and aleha over here by the korban. And mala halan dover shechayven as don kares hashagaso chatas. So just like over there in the case of achos isha, right, your wife's sister, if it was done b'mezid, it's kares. And if it's a shogeg, you know who was, you're mistaken, whatever it was, then it's a chatas. So afkan, so too here, in a case of the avera, dover shechayven as don kares hashagaso chatas. That's Rabbi Sos. So ashkechan tzibur. Fine, says the Gemara. We understand. We found this case for the tzibur, Mashiach minolan. But how do we know that the Mashiach means the Kohen Gadol? How do we know that he has to bring a korban if he did it wrong? So dechziv Mashiach laashmas ha'am, for the guilt of the am of the people. Right, hare Mashiach. So you see from here that the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, kit tzibur, is considered to be like the tzibur. Fine, just like the tzibur brings, so too he brings. Yochid v'nasi, and how do we know that an individual would bring and the nasi would bring the chatas? So asya mitzvos. They learned that from mitzvos when it talks about the tzibur, and it says by the yochid. These are psukim in parshas Vayikra. V'lo b'avodah zarah ela al davar shechayven al zdona kares v'al shagoso chatas. Right. So this is only By avodah zarah, that if you did it on purpose, you get the karis and the shogeg chatas. Tzibur b'avodah zarah yolev me'enei me'enei. So the tzibur would do this is learned out from me'enei me'enei by in parsha Shlach and then in Vayikra they make the connection over there, the two of those. Yochid nasi u'mashiach. So how do you learn out these other things of the individual or the nasi or the Kohen Gadol? How do they learn that out? So me'im nefesh achas, right, from the positive. If one person would sin, echad yochid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach b'mashma. This applies the yochid, this implies the mashiach, this implies all these cases. Vav mosif al inyan harishon, and the vav, right, because ve'im nefesh achas, right, that connects it back to the previous thing, right? Don't get confusing. This is a new topic. So you see that these two halachas are connected. The yil matachta mina elyon, and we learn the second subject that was the yochid. We go from the elyon that was the tzibur, and just like the tzibur has to bring a korban, right? If the mezid was kares, then the shogeg is a chata. So too by the yochid, and that's what, again, to put this all together, that's what Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi learned from this whole word aleha, and not like the drushes that the chachamim had. Back from what? From Gimel and Beis. V'Rabbanan, okay, so now this whole idea that they learn this high svara minola. How do they know this logic that you have to bring a chatas if it's done in that way? So nafkalahu midamakri le Rabbi Yeshua lebre. So from the way that Rabbi Yeshua would send it over to his son, Tor achas yelachem laoise bishgaga vanefesh asher taase biyad rama. So this is what he was learning out these psukim, that you have one law, Torah achas, one Torah, one 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 set of one rules that applies to all these things that do this. Okay, even with the person who did it b'shogeg, right? But if the person did it yad ramah, means he does it like, you know, he's on purpose. That gets the chi of karis, as the pesukim describe over there. Huksha kol haTorah kul avodah zara. So we make a hekesh. We compare the entire Torah to this din by avodah zara. And ma avodah zara dov shechayv al zdona karis al shikagos ochatas. And by avodah zara, as we've been saying so many times now, if it's on purpose, you get karis. It's accident, you get a chat. It's a korban chatas. Saaf kol dov shechayv al zdona karis val shikagos ochatas. So that's the halacha, that you bring this korban in any case where that would be the same parameters. Okay, ashkechan yochid. Nasi u'mashiach. Fine. So now we found a source for the yachid, the private person, meaning as opposed to the tzibur. The nasi is the head of the tribe, and the mashiach is the kohen gadol. Bein b'avodah zarah, bein b'shar mitzvah. For all things, whether we're talking about avodah zarah, we're talking about any other mitzvah, tzibur b'avodah zarah minayin. How do we know that a tzibur, if they would worship avodah zarah, how do we know that they would bring the korban? So amakra ve'im nefesh, right? Ve'im that vav ve'yomad el yomitachnu. It's the same svar over here. The vav teaches us that the two dinim, the topics are really connected, and then the elyon, which is the tzibur, you learn it out from the tachton. That was the case of the yachid. Ella, but tzibur b'shar mitzvahs minalan. How do you know that a tzibur, we have the avodah zarah keys, but how do you know for any mitzvahs that dimla, for dam or for chaylev, seyalef me'ene. That's what we learn out from the connection of ene. The Rebbe, hi, Torah achas, my avilei. So what's Rebbe going to do with it? In other words, Rebbe was using aleha for this, so he has to figure out what he's going to do with this other pasuk of Torah achas. So he, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, will learn out from the following. He's learning the Braisa. Because you see that the Torah makes a chilek, it makes a distinction between if a yachid, an individual, you know, does an avera, and if the rabbim did the avodah zarah. So this is talking about irhani dachas, right? That if I'm going to explain right now, if it's yechidim, if you had individual people who worship the avodah zarah, so then b'skila, they get a very serious skila. It's a machlokas. We put skila is the most serious, the most harshest of all the four mises based in. So a yachid does, he gets the most serious one, and since the yachid gets the most stringent of the misos, the fikach mamonon polit. So for the money is spared, right? The person gets killed, but we don't destroy all their property. That's the thing. Now, in the conjures them, Reuben, if you have the rove of people who are doing that, so ironically, the Rogachover has an actual piece on this, it's called the Lekutei Sichos, that is to why this should be, but the penalty gets lessened. It's besayif, by sword. Now, you would think it's counterintuitive. In other words, if the yachid does something, it's a stricter punishment. So certainly if many, many people do the aver, we should think you should get a stronger punishment. But ironically, it's lightened. So it's besayif. But since it is a lessened punishment for the rabbim, lefikach mamonam aved, but they lose all their money. You burn it up. Now again, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think Ayin Aleph, that talks about, that goes through a few cases over there. It's talking about Ben Soramor. But it says Ben Soramor never really happened. And Bais Menuga, House with Tzaras, never really happened. It brings a case of Irin HaDachas. It says it never really happened because there are so many difficult requirements that have to be met. The Gemara says you can't have one mezuzah in the whole city. So I don't know about most Jewish cities have at least one mezuzah in it. So the Gemara says it never happened. Eyes wise, it's a Dorsh Makabel Schar. We're going to learn out the lessons and what to learn from this whole sugya. Okay, but Lemaisa, you see from this case that there is a chiluk in the type of misa that the yachid versus the rabbim get. So the Gemara says, yachid nachaluk b'korbanoseihen. So just like there's a difference in the misa, you would assume that perhaps also there'd be a chiluk in the type of korbanos that they would bring, right? So Talmud Lomar says, not that way, Tor achas yelachem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi learns from this, Tor achas yelachem, that they bring the same types of korbanos. So the misa is different, but the korbanos are the same. Okay. Maskif la Rav Chilkia me hagronya. He has the kasha. Taima de kosav rachmona Tor achas yelachem. The reason why you're saying this, because the Torah writes these words, Torachas Yilechem Halof Achi, but if it hadn't written like that, Sahav Mina Nachalok, then if you were going to follow your logic, then you would have made a chilek, a distinction between them. So then he asked, well, then what would have worked out according to what you're saying? So my laisu, what korbanos would they bring if you're going to make a chilek? I'm going to explain. It can't be. We can't find a case of a different korban than we have already. As we explained a few minutes ago, that each one of these different people brings a different type of animal. So more is going to explain that laisu par with a hav mina bring. They bring a par, a bull. Well, tzibur b'shar mitzvos hu d'maisu. That's what the tzibur brings for other cases. So it could be the same as that. In other words, the Gemara is working that you would have to find some sort of korban that would not be brought by anyone else. Kispa, right? You want to say it's going to bring an ew. I think that's E-W-E, right? Yochid b'shar mitzvos hu d'maisu. Right? So no, that's the yochid who has any other mitzvos. That's that. They bring the kispa. Nosi b'shar mitzvos hu d'maisu. Right, so what does a nasi do? I'm sorry, I went that backwards. Kispa yochi b'shar mitzvos hu d'maisi. Soir, right, a goat, nasi b'shar mitzvos hu d'maisi. He brings the thing. Par, right, la'olav sir l'chatas. So being a par, the bull is the ola, and the sir is the chatas. That's the korbanos. Setzibah vodazara hu d'maisi. That's what the tzibur who worship vodazara does. Elamai, so what are you left to say? Right, so seira. If you the all loves the seira, that can't be either, because yochinami hainu korbanu. That's the same korban that a yochid brings. Right, so really, you don't need to learn out this whole special drasha of Torah Achas Yilechem, because we'd have that already. So I says no, you do need this pasuk. It's trich. Why? Salkadai dechamina hoil v'tzibir b'horo maisu par la'olam. Ola, v'sir lechatas. So since the tzibur did this because they were following a hora, say inunami naisu ipcha. So then he would do the opposite. He would bring the par would be the chatas, and this it would be his ola. Okay. Inami, another answer. Tzarech ve'ein lo takana. No, you have to bring it, but there's no way to fix it, because it doesn't speak out what korban to bring when the rabbin do it. So kamash malan, therefore the chiddush is Torah Achas Yilechem tells us that there is a korban that you could in fact bring if the rabbin did were oved avodah zarah. Okay, wow. So that basically is a closure to from back in Daf Gimel all the way here to Tesamet Aleph about Aleha. Now the Gemara is going to move gears and go into a new discussion. We have to go back. We had our original Mishnah, right, on Beis, that discussed the 15 cases where you have the, the 15 cases where you have where the Chamisha Asri Noshim Potrus Tzorosehin Vetzoros Tzorosehin Min Achalitza Min Hayivim, right, and we went through all the cases at Sofa Olam, okay, Vilhein Bito Vas Bito. So we went through all the different the 15 cases. Now picking up on that. On the fact that our Mishnah listed 15 cases, we could do like this: Omale Levi Larebi. So, my area detane chamesh esrei. Why did you only have 15 cases? Listen, shesh esrei. Really, we should teach 16. There's a case that should be included that wasn't listed in our Mishnah. So, a very strong response. Omale. Rabbi said back to Levi, Kimidumali, it would appear to me, She'ein Lamoch Bekad Kodo. He has no brain in his head. That's a very very harsh way of speaking. So people sometimes get you find some occasional expressions like this in the Gemara where they use these types of things. So the Chavis here writes that this is just the way they used to speak this way in order to be Mizaris, their Talmidim. They felt they weren't pushing themselves and learning, so they would speak to them very strong to get them to sharpen their will to think and to delve deeper into it. So they would speak in a very strong way. This is the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Reish Mem Vav. They discuss this about a Rebbe speaking this way to a Talmud. Again, nowadays this would not really work. Nowadays, You might get a lawsuit on your hand. You get slapped with abuse. But even if there's no legal repercussions, the kid's just going to walk away. You tell a kid you got no brain in your head. Okay, I'll go somewhere else where people will tell me I have a brain in my head. So we don't speak this way. We shouldn't speak this way. But you know, definitely that was the minhag, was to speak in a very strong way to get the talmidim, you know, to be mezarizim. So let's work it out now. My daitach, right? What were you thinking? That's the one. Rabbi Hudanasi is going to speak out what you should have come. You wanted to think. You wanted to find a 16th case that would have been included in our Mishnah of Imo Anusas Aviv, where his mother was the Anusa, the a woman who was violated, who was raped by his father. So according to the Rabbanim, if there was a woman who was raped by the father, so then that woman is allowed to get married to one of his sons, right? So it could have come out that she would give birth to a son and then later marry one of the other sons of the man who raped her, right? So, and if her husband would die, she'd fall to Yibum, to the brother, right, who's her son. So that would come out. That would be the Havmina that would make actually a 16th case where you're not allowed to have them. The case of the Erva, and then the midst of Yibun would fall off, right? So Rabbi Huda says, you know, it's not right, because Imo Anusas Aviv Plugta Rabbi Huda of Rabbanan He. Now, this is going to say, that whole case is actually Machlok, Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan, right? According to Rabbi Huda, a woman who was Anusas Aviv, right, who was raped by a father, it could never happen that they would come to, because she's not allowed to marry the brothers, right? Okay, so since it's a machlokas in this case, this is the whole line that we're going to focus on right now. Uvipluta lo kamairi. We're not talking about any cases in our Mishnah, the 15, where there is a machlokas. The 15 cases that were given on Dav Beis are cases where kuliyam lo pligi. Nobody argues on that. So this is really going to take us into, this is really the called the meat and potatoes of the rest of the shiur. He's going to have to figure out there are four challenges that the Gemara is going to make now on this line of, again, a plug to lo kamayri. We're not dealing with any case where there's a machlokas. So we'll go through the four cases. The first two are not necessarily so difficult to work out. The third one's a little bit more complicated, and the fourth one, Hashem Ya'azor, he's going to give us siyata d'shmaya to make sure we can get through this, hopefully, mitzvah Hashem, siyata d'shmaya in a clear way. So let's try to get this through this. So it starts out, the Gemara says like this. Velo, is that really true that there's no machlokas in any of the cases? Hare iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha. So what's this talking about? There is a case later on Daf Chaf, right? So what's the case? It's about shnios, that there are people who are mutter to be married on a deraisa level, but also on a derabbanan level. And in that case, the pligi Rebbe Akiva Rabbanan Katani, right? There's a machlokis over there. Whether we do it or not, in other words, we'll see when we get to that sugi. But basically, the Gemara is asking Akasha from here that since if there's a mitzvah of doing yibum or not, maybe it doesn't. But since he can't remember, she has to do chalitza, right? So it's a machlokas over there. Rabbi Kivi and Lechami. But we did teach it. So Gemara says bepirkan ka'amrinan. No, we're only talking about that's a case later on in the second parak, and we're not talking about cases in the, that's a daf chaf already. We're only talking about within our parak. Oh, so in our parak there's no machlokas in, right? Okay, fine. That machlokas Rabbi Kiva in the Chacham, that's in the parak Beis. So okay, easy deflection. Challenge number two, v'ha beishamay matirin es hatzaros la'achin u'beis hillel osrin. So you have a machlok is beis hillel beishamay about the tzaros, right? That's those are the co-wives. So that this is in our parak, right? This is on coming up on Daf Yud Gimel. So beis shamay allows them to marry, because there's no iser of the tzaros, right? And beis hillel said, no, you're not allowed to. So you see, even in our parak rishon, there is machlokasim. So Gemara says, no, I'll answer that also, not a problem. Beis shamay b'makom beis hillel ain't a mishnah. When Beis Shammai says an opinion against the Beis Hillel, it's like it's not even in the Mishnah. It's totally, it's completely disregarded, right? Okay, so therefore, since we don't follow them as a halacha, that's not really considered to be a real machlokas. Okay, so that was the second challenge. Again, the first one was from the keys of the machlokas, Rabbi Kiv, the Chachamim said, no, that's in a different parak, so we're not talking about that. Okay, so I found a machlokas in our parak. The more deflects that one as well, says, no, base of Shammai, we're not having goris, the base Shammai in this case, so therefore it's key, like there's really no machlokas. Now, here's the third case. So for the third case, there's a concept of Eishes Achiv Shlohai Be'olamo. So let me just explain the case, and then we'll go through the Gemara. Let's take a case, Reuven and Shimon. Okay, so the brothers and Reuven gets married to Chani. Okay, so Reuven's married to Chani, and then what happened? Reuven dies, and Levi is born after Reuven died. So this is the case of a brother who was who wasn't in the world. Lo haival, no, he wasn't in the world. He wasn't in existence when Reuven was married to Chani, right? So now Levi is not allowed to do Yibum to Chani, right? But Shimon can, because Shimon was alive, right? So Shimon could do the Yibum with Chana. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. But now let's say Shimon, right, had a second wife, right? Her name was we have Chani. Shimon's wife is Leah. So Shimon now, and then Shimon dies. So now the question is: Can Levi do Yibum with Chani? Of course not, right? But not only he can't do with Chani, even with Leah is also because she's a tzara. That's a case where everybody agrees. But the machlokes the Gemara is about to quote now is a little bit different. Let's say in the case again, Reuven and Shimon are the brothers, and Reuven married Chani, and then Reuven dies. So let's say Shimon does Yibum with Chani. Okay, so Shimon married her, done, it's a clean, classic case of Yibum, and then after that happens, Levi is born. So now, can Levi marry Shimon's wife, Leah, right, and Reuven's wife, Chani? So in this case, Reb Shimon holds because Levi was born, then the issue doesn't apply. So that's the machlokes between Reb Shimon, names Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So let's see this like now. Hare Eishes Achiv Shlohai Be'olamo. Right, this case where you had a brother who was not the Yavam wasn't alive. That's a case of the brother we called him Levi when Reuven passed away. Upligi Reb Shimon Rabbanon. Right, Vikatani, right, and we still taught it, right? So if since the fact that we taught this case, which was one of the cases in our Mishnah, so you see, this is again a challenge. You see that we do teach cases where there is a machloikis, right? The Reb Shimon didn't agree in all the cases, right? So it says Benolad Ubasof Yibeim Lo Pligi Reb Shimon. No, because in that case where he was born. Right, and then after the second brother had the Yibum, right, and then he died, then he comes to the younger brother Levi. So Reb Shimon didn't argue in that case with the Rabbanim. So therefore, he holds that she is also because when he was born, right, she was a tzara of the brother Shlo Hayav L'Olamo. So therefore, you find a case that Reb Shimon does disagree. We also found a case where Reb Shimon does agree. So in that case. In that case, we could say that there really isn't a machlokas per se. So it says Vahaomer Rebbe Oshia Cholukai Rebbe Shimon Afrishona. One second, Rebbe Oshia said Rebbe Shimon, even in the first case. In other words, we want to say that there was one case where everybody agreed, and there was the machlokas in the second case. So we said, okay, since we found everything, but Rebbe Oshia holds that Rebbe Shimon he argues in both cases, right? In both in the case where before Shimon did the Yibum with Chani. Or not, right? So, according to this, since the way Rav Oshia is saying that there is a machlokas, and you see that our Mishnah taught it, someone says no, it rejects this whole thing. It says ha o itosa of Rabbi Oshia. No, they shlugged him up. They refuted it. So we're still left with we're able to say that our Mishnah is not dealing with any cases of the so machlokas. And you know, Rav Oshia thought that there was a machlokas. We don't follow that at the end of the day. Okay, so the fourth and final case, which we're going to try to go slowly and explain it. Let me just give a little background. The first Mishnah in the third parak discusses a case. There's a little bit of background. We know we've been saying so many times, you can't marry your wife's sister, but there is a relationship called a zika, right? That's the bond that you have. It's like a quasi-marriage. When the zika is created between the woman and the man who she falls to Yibum for, right? It's called Zakuka or Zika, fine. So since he has this bond to do the Yibum with her, so that's fine. So the Mishnah is discussing a case in the third parak of the Achos Zakukoso, right? The sister of it. You can't marry your wife's sister, we know that. You also can't marry the sister of the Zakuka, right? So this is interesting because it would become an issue if you have two brothers that married two sisters, and then both sisters fall to Yibum for the other brothers, right? So the Mishnah says, Arba Achim, right? Shnai Mehen Nesuin Shtei Achios, right? You had four brothers, and two of them married two sisters. Umesa HaNesuin Es Achios. And those married, the sisters died. Hare Eilu Chotzos V'lo Mis Yabnos. So these sisters have Chalitza, but we don't take them in Yibum, because both sisters have a Zika, right? There's this Yibum like bond with the brothers. So each sister is also the sister of a Zakuka. So it comes out like this. The brothers are not allowed to do Yibum on either one of them. So that's the case where it comes out. So, you know, let's go through slowly like this. Ha'omer Rav Yehuda Marav, V'chein Tani Rav Yechiya. The kulan ani kare bohen ha'asur lazeh muteres lazeh va'asur lazeh muteres lazeh. Okay, so with all the 15 women in the Mishnah, we could find a scenario where you would have a case where she'd be osir for one brother, but muter for the other brother, right? And the one who's osir for this brother would be muter to the other brother. You want to say va'achosa shehi yevimto choletes o mis yabemes, and you would have a sister who would also, the sister-in-law does chalitza or has the yibum. Now, what's going to come out is it's a little bit of a complex situation like this, but you'd have where the sister would actually be the mother-in-law of one brother, and the second sister is the mother-in-law of the second brother. So let's go slow. I'm going to use the names from this chart. I have many excellent charts that were explaining this case, but they're copyrighted. I did get the permission from a Pollock at the Koren that I could since the volume of the Steinsaltz over here. So the four brothers, well, I'll read them off. Okay, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven, and Shimon. Okay, fine. Now Levi and Yehuda, the brothers, married sisters. Yehuda married Milcah, and Levi married Chogla. Yehuda and Milcah had a daughter, Chana, who married a brother, Shimon. Levi and Chogla had a daughter, Miriam, who married Reuven. Now, what happens is, when they passed away, the brothers Yehuda and Levi married the sisters, so the sisters are sisters-in-law as well. And the two other brothers married their daughters from that. Okay. Now, when Levi and Yehuda died without having any kids, so now their wives come to Shimon and Reuven for Yibum. Now, Shimon can't do Yibum with Milcah, that's his mother-in-law, but he could with her sister, Chogla. And the opposite case, Reuven can't marry his mother-in-law, Chogla, but he could marry Chogla's sister, right? So this would come out of the case where the sister, who's a sister-in-law, either does the chalitza or does the yibum. Wow. Okay. The Rebbe Yehuda mitarge mechamoso ve'elach. Okay. So Rebbe Yehuda says, no, that's not necessarily true from all the women who are mentioned in the Mishnah. Again, just going back, we had the list of 15. So it doesn't go for true for all women. It just goes from Chamosa. So Chamosa is the seventh in the list, right? Bito number one, Bas Bito number two, Bas Beno is number 3, Bas Ishto is number 4, Bas Beno is number 5, Ubas Bito is number 6. Then we get to Chamoso is the 7th one. So again, when our Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Mitargim Chamoso Eilech, that's not true of all the women. It only goes from the mother-in-law and onward to the len. Aval Shita Bebovei Duresha, but the first 6 cases, lo. It doesn't count. You wouldn't have a case where it would be mutter to one, but also to the other. So my time. What's the reason? Cave into Bito because it's his daughter, right? So it's possible that one of the sisters is the daughter of one of the brothers, and then her mother is going to be also to all the brothers as Eishesach. She couldn't possibly have a daughter from another brother, right? The only case that would actually happen is if you had the anusa. If one of the brothers would have violated a woman, raped her, and given birth to a daughter in that case. So in that case, the Ashes Ach would apply, right? So, but the woman's not going to be also to a different brother, right? If another brother would have come along and be ma'anis her as well, and then she gave birth to his daughter, then these two daughters married the two other brothers. Each of these cases would be the sisters or the sisters-in-law, but they would be mutter to marry the other one. So what it says like this, but onsin mashkachas, you could find a case if we're talking about onus, whether rape, b'nisuin lo mashkachas, but you can't find a case in the case of nisuin of actual marriage. Right, mashkachas law. That's okay. Binisuin kamayri beonsin, lo kamayri. So we're talking about nisuin. We're not talking about cases of rape. But Abai mitargim af bito me'anus also. Abai says no. You could even include the case of the bito me'anus also, the daughter from the woman he raped. So why would that be included? Cave into ashkuche mashkachat law, since you find this possibility in the case of the onus. The ibaya minan osin tihave, right? You could find it by the case of by the marriage, right? Ibai is minhan nesuin deheve lo aval aishes achiv shalohai ba'olamo lo. But you could never find the case of the brother who's never in alive doing this. My time. What's the reason? Kaven de Rabbi Shimon hu mashkachas lo the Rabbi lo mashkachas lo, because according to Rabbi Shimon you would have this because he allowed the yavama to marry her yavam when he was born after the yibum took place, right? So it comes out according to Rabbi Shimon that you would be shaykh to have a case where one sister could be also to one of the brothers if that brother was born before he took her as a yibum, right? But plugta lokamayri. So we'll come out, we're not dealing with the Rabbanim would not agree to that, and we're not talking with a case of a machlokas in our Mishnah. Okay. Rav Safra mitargim af eishes achiv Shulhai Ba'olamo. No, Reb Safra said the case of when you can have a brother who's permitted to her, we'd be talking about the case of the Ishis Achiv Shulhai Ba'olamo, wasn't alive. Mashkachachla Beshita Achim. You could find a case if you have 6 brothers, Valib the Rebbe Shimon. According to the way the Rebbe Shimon has it, V'simanech Meis Nolad V'yibeim Meis Nolad V'yibeim. So what's the simon to remember this case? So Mace died, Nolad was born, then did Yibeim, right? That's the then there were several brothers. So the first one, Reuven, died before another one, Yisachar, Nolad was born, and then another one, Shimon, does the Yibeim with his deceased wife. Then, right, there was another brother, Levi, he died, and another brother, Zevulun, who was born. And the last brother, Yehuda, Yibeim, did this with the deceased wife. So in this case, if Shimon and Yehuda were to die without having any kids, their wives would come to the other brothers, Yisachar and Zevulun, for Yibum. So one of them, Yisachar, the wife of the first brother, Reuven, is Osir. But for the other brother, Zevulun, wife of the second brother, Levi, is Osir. Right? So this would be, these are all the cases, it's complicated, but these are the cases in the third parak. We talk about this one, the woman who is Muteris Zez, also Lizeh, writes, Yeah, Asur Lazeh, Mitor Lazeh. Okay, at the end of the day, Rabbi Chiya says that this, he uses the opinion of Shimon to show that, no, really, technically speaking, you could have a case like this in our Mishnah. So then, if that's true, then the Mishnah does, in fact, deal with cases where there is a machlokis. So that's, we'll have to pick it up next time, is to understand how could Rabbi Yehuda say that we're not talking about Plug the Lokamairi. We are. We are talking about a machlokis because we use this opinion of Shimon that not the Rabbanim disagree. Okay, this was a mouthful. This was a lot to work out, but the Meretz Hashem, try to chazer it and get the shitas and the relationships in our heads, and then it'll come into place. But again, let's just do a quick little sikum. What did we do? Levi had suggested that not only 15, but there's an additional erva. There's a 16th one. Rebbe said no, that it can't be because our Mishnah has to be only teaching cases that work according to all the opinions. And the Gemara had four challenges to this addition. The first two we got off pretty quickly. Rabbi Akiva, they said, nope, that's a machlokas in the second parak. Then the second challenge, we said, no, there's Beisil Beishamai. We said, no, because Beishamai doesn't really count. That's not really a machlokas. Then we did the third one with the dinner of Reb Shimon. And then finally, this fourth case where you have the four brothers who had married the two sets of sisters. Okay. We will stop here. We'll pick it up in Meretz Hashem. We'll pick it up. We'll do a quick chazor from this before we get into the next section on Daf Yud.